There's a new Roy Orbison retrospective out in time for the holidays, a 4-CD set called The Soul of Rock and Roll. The man who delivered that soul died 20 years ago today. The song that became Roy Orbison's signature, you know the one, Oh, Pretty Woman, was added to the National Recording Registry earlier this year at the Library of Congress. Our series about the registry continues today with a portrait of Oh, Pretty Woman. It's produced by Ben Manila. Roy Orbison wrote the song for his first wife, Claudette. In 1966, 2 years after it hit number one, she died in a motorcycle accident. To tell the story of Oh, Pretty Woman, we're going to hear from Roy's second wife, Barbara Orbison.
We got married in March of 1969 and stayed married till, Roy died.
But we start with our other narrator, the man who helped create the song.
My name is Bill Dees. I wrote the song Oh, Pretty Woman with Roy Orbison and experienced the joy of, I saw it in Billboard magazine, number one in 22 countries at the same time.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could.
The night we wrote Pretty Woman, he said, you don't have to go to work Monday if you don't want to. Because I was arguing over a dime raise. It was time for them to raise me a dime. He said, buy yourself an electric piano, and I'll take you on the road with me. And he said, I'll pay you what the band's getting.
Oh, oh, Claudette. Oh, oh, Claudette.
The first hit song that Roy Orbison had was the Everly Brothers recording Claudette, which was about his wife. And they had been separated and divorced, actually, and they'd gotten back together. And when they got back together, he was just a changed person. And she came bopping down the stairs and said, give me some money, and what do you need money for, he said. And she said, well, I got to go to the store. And as she walked away, they were like whispering and kissing. Bye, away from me. And I stood up at the table, and he came back to the table, and I said, does this sound funny? A pretty woman don't need no money. And he laughed, and he sat down, and he said, there's nothing funny about Pretty Woman. And he right away started, pretty woman walking down the street. Well, by the time she got back, we had it written.
Pretty woman, walking down the street.
He turned to me with the guitar lick. He said, I feel like I need to say something while they're playing. Dun, 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 you know, and I said, well, you're always saying mercy. Why don't you say mercy? And, I said, every time you see a pretty girl, you say mercy.
Mercy.
You have to remember that Roy's career spanned over 40 years, and his first hit he had in 56 with Ooby Dooby, and it just kept on going on till he even got a Grammy 2 years after he had passed on in 91 for the song Oh Pretty Woman from The Black and White Night. It was the most incredible time of my life. I always say he was a better husband than a singer. He was an incredible man to have been married to. It's just great to see that even today the world still so respects him. And because, he gave everything he had. He always said his voice was a gift from God, and all he, to redeem that, he had to, sing publicly in concerts. And he always said, I hate the traveling schedule, but once I'm on stage, I really understand what I have to do.
We toured the world, almost. I went to England twice and across Europe once with him. I was shocked when we got off the plane in London and there was like 10,000 people there at the airport meeting the plane. And I'd just been playing cards with a guy, you know. And I stepped off that plane and I thought, oh my God, look at this. It was like the Beatles when they came over here.
The song Pretty Woman was, like Bruce Springsteen said, it's the best girl watching rock and roll song ever.
I personally think that every male that has ever walked this earth at a certain point in his life is trying to catch the eye of a pretty woman. And I visualized a sailor, you know, on a corner, and a gal with red high heels, and maybe a yellow skirt or something, you know, just a wild-looking gal, really frisky, coming down the, and everybody's going. And then she comes back to you and says, okay, I got some time. Let's go have a cup of coffee.
But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Oh, Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison, preserved for all time in the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. Our feature was produced by Ben Manila and Media Mechanics. We remember Roy Orbison today on the 20th anniversary of his death. On our website, npr.org, you can find Bill Dee's own performance of Oh, Pretty Woman, and you can hear about Barbara Orbison's campaign to get Roy's image on a postage stamp.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby. I just gotta be near ooby.